AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More U.S. troops are being moved into Germany and Poland. Others are being shifted to Romania in response to heightened tensions over Russian troop buildup near the border with Ukraine.
There's no question that Russia and President Putin has continued to take escalatory, not de-escalatory steps. So it is not that it is one moment. It is we are looking at the events over the course of time.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Russia is threatening to invade a sovereign country. John Kirby is at the Pentagon.
These movements are unmistakable signals to the world that we stand ready to reassure our NATO allies and deter and defend against any aggression.
Russia fired back with a sharply worded objection, calling the deployments by the U.S. unfounded and destructive. Parts of the Midwest are getting hit with a big dose of winter weather. Ice in some places, snow in many others. Kathleen Bangs with FlightAware says airports aren't seeing a lot of movement.
We're looking at 2,100 cancellations across the U.S. And for tomorrow, here's what's interesting, is we're looking at 2,431 so far.
Winter weather watches and warnings are up from New Mexico and Colorado all the way to Maine. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says more people are getting booster shots.
About half of all Americans who are eligible for a booster have gotten a booster.
Jeff Zucker is out as president of CNN. He resigned effective immediately after acknowledging a consensual relationship with another network executive. Four men in New York have been charged in the overdose death of actor Michael K. Williams. It alleges the distribution of fentanyl-laced heroin that resulted in the actor's death. New York City's medical examiner ruled earlier that Williams died of acute drug intoxication in September. Stocks ended the day higher, putting major indexes on track to extend their weekly gains. This is AP News. Tired of winter? It could be over sooner than expected if that groundhog in Pennsylvania, Phil, has his way.
I couldn't imagine a better fate. With my shadow I have cast than a long, lustrous 6 more weeks of winter.
According to folklore, spring could come early if Punxsutawney Phil didn't see his shadow. In Washington, D.C., the football team is no longer called the Washington Football Team.
So the secret is out. We are the Washington Commanders.
That's team spokeswoman Julie Donaldson. The team was called the Redskins since the mid-30s. Legendary quarterback Joe Theismann likes the new name.
It's your chance now to be able to create a legacy as the Washington Commanders. We did our job. We had our chance. Now it's your turn to take it and move forward with it.
The old name was criticized as offensive to Native Americans. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.